أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي لا يبلغ مدحته القائلون ولا يحصي نعماءه العادون ولا يؤدي حقه المجتهدون. ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيع قلوبنا وقلب قلوبنا وقلب نفوس بالقرب محمد. الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من يومنا هذا إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وهو أصدق القائلين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن، آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله. Once more we have this fortunate opportunity to be with Muminin here in Al Mahdi Center. It is always a pleasure to be amongst Muminin. Whenever I come here, I find the atmosphere here is really good, mashallah. So, in fact, whenever I'm asked to come, it is a good opportunity. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the efforts. There's a request that recites Surah Fatiha for Mir Karim Ali Musavi, son of Mir Taqi Ali Sayyid Ali Muhammad, son of Sayyid Muhammad Mujtaba. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. مالكي يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين من الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Muminin, as you heard Ahsan Sahib that reminded us, the month of Ramadan is not far, is quickly approaching. In fact, in less than a week, as early as Monday or Tuesday can be the first day of Ramadan, right? So we are talking of only few days. This Thursday is done, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days or 3 days Ramadan will begin. So I thought, since this opportunity has been given to us, let us discuss something about preparation for the Ramadan. Ki hum log Ramzan ke mahine ke liye kaise taiyari kar sakte hain. Yes, you can see that as far as the community leadership is concerned, they have the programs, they talk to the scholars, they call them, they email them, they make all those arrangements. That is at the community level. But we also individually need to also prepare ourselves for the Ramadan. So the ayat of Quran which I cited in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Shahr Ramadan, Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. What we know, that the Qur'an was revealed in the month of Ramadan. And we also know that Quran was revealed in the night of Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr also is part of Ramadan. Right. So the first thing which I would like to remind myself and all Mumineen and Muminat, Mumineen, ye bahut aham cheez hai, that Ramadan is the season of the Quran. Ramadan is the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed. اسی مہینے میں قرآن مجید کا نزول ہوا ہے. So it is important that we give importance to the Quran in this month. How do we, what do we do that? When it comes to preparation, what do we do that, inshallah, ulama who are going to, as you can, you heard that there are three scholars who are going to speak during these 30 days. Now, they are going to discuss in detail what to do. But how do we prepare? One thing is that when you go home today, yakals comes to come. Just sit with the family and tell Beta or Betty, it is important that each and every one of us is going to give some kind of justice to the Holy Quran we want from Allah. So before that, depending on the ability of every child, ask your son, ask your daughter, Beta, kitna Quran ki tilawat karege? Sara Quran tilawat karege? Ya 20 sipara, ya 15 sipara? Jitne bhi juz. Just take that kind of commitment from your children. Ki how much Quran you can recite. And that commitment you take from your children and also promise to reward them. آپ وعدہ کیجئے کہ مثلا بیٹا اگر 10 سپارہ کی تلاوت کی یا 20 سپارہ تو انشاءاللہ یہ انعام تجھے ملے گا. یہ بھی آپ کیجئے. It's important. So it is important that we do that. Let's say for example if you got three children and you say that okay, between yourself I would like you to complete the Quran amongst yourself. So one child would do the 10 سپارہ, the second 10 سپارہ, the third 10 سپارہ. We can do that, depending their level, right? So let's say that I would like you children to complete the Quran and your parents will, between themselves, will complete the Quran. See? So we will set an example. Hum maa baap, masalan, har ek 15 sipara padhege, aur bachcho kahege, aap 10 sipara padhege. Fakat yani misal hai. That you do this thing. You set an example and also make children do that. And they should not go to sleep. The day should not pass by except that they recited what they agreed to do that. So this is as far as tilawat is concerned. And how important is tilawat in Ramadan that the Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says reciting an ayat of Quran, ek ayat ki tilawat karege Ramadan mein goya sara Quran ki tilawat ki. Is like reciting entire Quran. Where have you seen? You go, for example, when there are special what deals, buy one, one free, buy two, one free, buy three, one free, maybe buy one. Have you seen that buy one you get 6,000 free? Kabhi dekha hai? Ek Quran, ek ayat ki tilawat ki, aur sawab sara Quran Majid ka mila. How much? In fact, the idea is not that, for example, that you just recite one ayat and that's all. The idea is that it is so important in this month to recite the Quran that Allah says, I will give you reward after reward. Yeah, just do that. Because this is Rabi'ul Quran. Ramadan is Rabi'ul Quran. Your Quran, Quran Majid ka bahar hai. It's a special season. So one thing is, whatever the level is, agar bachcha bahut chota hai, to say, kahe, beta, maslan, just what juz amma hai usko pura karna ka hai. Even that is enough. If a child is very small, cannot recite the big Quran, so kam se kam juz amma ki tilawat karne ki hai. And then you provide them all the facilities. If somebody has a problem, you can ask some of the uncles, their aunts, that mera beta Quran padega, aur aap telephone ke zariye se usko sunna. یہ بھی ہو سکتا ہے اسپیشلی دیز ڈیز دی ہالیڈیز رائٹ سو یو کین ٹاک ٹو سم آف دا مدرسہ ٹیچرز سم آف دا واٹ ایلڈرز ان دا کمیونٹی دے وڈ لسن ٹو دا قرآن آف یور چلڈرن بٹ دا قرآن از ریسائٹ اف دے نیڈ اے سی ڈی اف دے نیڈ فار ایگزامپل سم آڈیو فائلز نو ایم پی تھری واٹ ایور اٹ از ڈاؤن لوڈ فار دیم اینڈ سے بیٹر میک شیور دیٹ یو ڈو دس تھنگ دس از دا منتھ آف قرآن. It is very important. That is as far as tilawat is concerned. Aur hum log jo khud buzurg hai, we will not only do tilawat of Quran, lekin hum Quran ko padhenge aur samajhne ki bhi koshish karenge. So kam se kam masalan aap kahenge ki main is mahine mein misal ke taur par کہ 20 جز سپارے کی تلاوت کروں گا، لیکن 10 سپارہ فقط اس کے معنی کیا ہے، ترجمہ کیا، اس کو بھی پڑھوں گا سمجھنے کے لیے. تو ٹرائی ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ دا ہولی قرآن. اف یو اسٹل کین پٹ ایکسٹرا ٹائم، مور ٹائم، دین لسن ٹو تفاسیر، ایدر ریڈ اور لسن. دیر آر لیکچرز آن تفاسیر، لسن ٹو دیٹ، رائٹ؟ اٹ از امپورٹنٹ بیکاز دس از دی بیسٹ ٹائم، دس از دا سیزن آف دا قرآن. مینی آف اس کم فرام پاکستان وین دیر از دا سیزن فار مینگو، امبا، رائٹ؟ آم کی جب سیزن ہوتی ہے تو وی آر لوکنگ فارورڈ، اوکے یہ آم کی سیزن ہے، وی گو اینڈ بائی دا بیسٹ نو واٹ مینگوز اینڈ میک شیور دیٹ بیکاز دا سیزن وی شوڈ انجوائے دیٹ، کیونکہ آئندہ سال پھر بہت ہو نوز اف ویل گیٹ بچ نوٹ. سو دا وے فار ایگزامپل دیر از آم کی سیزن، وی میک شیور دیٹ وی انجوائے دا آم. لیٹ اس انجوائے دا قرآن ان دس منتھ، دس از دا سیزن آف دا قرآن. سو وی پریپیئر اوور سیلف. جو تین چار دن جو باقی ہے اس میں آپ فیملی کے ساتھ بیٹھ کے، ایون ایکسٹینڈیڈ فیملی، ناٹ اونلی اون فیملی، اگر فار ایگزامپل دا کزنز، یو کین کال دیم ٹوگیدر، یو ایز اے گروپ ول ڈو سرٹن تھنگز، یو نو چلڈرن ٹرائی ٹو لرن فرام ایچ ادر، دے امیٹیٹ ایچ ادر، رائٹ؟ سو یو کریٹ دیٹ کائنڈ آف گروپ، گیو دیم آل سارٹس آف انسینٹیوز دیٹ دا قرآن از ریسائٹڈ ان دا منتھ آف رمضان، قرآن از انڈرسٹوڈ، قرآن از اسٹڈیڈ ان دا ہولی قرآن، منتھ آف رمضان. اٹ کین بی ڈن. Make this month to be the month of Quran, right? Now, of course, we are also have hadith whereby it is in Kafi, there is a hadith, he says that somebody asked Imam Jafar Sadiq salawatullahi wa salam alayhi, قال سألته عن قول الله في رمضان الذي أنزل في القرآن. Said, I asked Imam al-Sadiq regarding this sentence, this phrase, that Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. وَإِنَّمَا أُنزِلَ فِي عِشْرِينَ وَسَنَةً عِشْرِينَ سَنَةً بَيْنَ أَوَلِ وَآخِرِ. What I know that Quran was revealed in 20 years. How is it that Allah says that Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan, when we know that it was revealed over 20 years? So Imam, in fact, clarified. Imam says, قَالَ عَبَدِ اللَّهِ نَزَلَ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدًا في شهر رمضان الى بيت المعمور ثم نزل في طول 20 سنه. The Quran was revealed to Bayt al-Ma'mur. Bayt al-Ma'mur is exactly above Khane Kaaba, but in the first heavens, in the month of Ramadan. But then from there, Bayt al-Ma'mur, it was revealed to the Prophet through Jibreel over 20 years, right? So this is the meaning, one of the meanings, for example, we are told that Quran was revealed. But it is that season, that Quran, wherever it was in preserved tablet, no, it was in fact revealed to Bayt al-Ma'mur, brought to Bayt al-Ma'mur in the month of Ramadan, right? And then of course we are also told, because it says Unzila fil Quran. Another hadith says Unzila Quran fi salasin wa shirina min shahr Ramadan. And another some of the hadith says the 23rd night of Ramadan Quran was revealed. But this is the month. Ramadan is such a special month that all the scriptures, all the holy books have been revealed this month. So you can say it's a special season. Again, there is a hadith which we have here in Al-Kafi, whereby the Prophet says, نَزَلَتْ صُحُفُ إِبْرَاهِيمِ فِي أَوَّلِ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. صُحُفُ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, which we mentioned right in Surah Al-A'la, في صوف ابراهيم, صوف ابراهيم was revealed on the first night of Ramadan. The scrolls, the صوف of Nabi Ibrahim was revealed. وَأُنزِلَتْ تَوْرَاتْ لِسِتَّتْ مَدِينَ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. And Tawrat was revealed 6 days after the passing of Ramadan. That means on the 6th. At 6 days had passed and Tawrat was revealed. وَأُنزِلَتْ إِنْجِيلْ لِسَلَاسَ وَعَشَرَتْ لَيْلَ خَلَتْ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ, right? And 13 nights had passed and Injil was revealed, right? وَعُنِلَ الزَّبُورُ لِسَمَانِينَ أَشْرَ خَلَوْنَا مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. And when 18 nights had passed and Zabur was revealed, right? وَعُنِلَ الْقُرْآنُ فِي سَلَاسَ وَشْرِينَ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. And the Quran was revealed on the third night of Ramadan. So you can see the first night, the sixth night, no? And then we find 13th night, right? Or 12th night, and then we have 12th night, and then 18th night. All these nights, the books have been revealed, the holy books. So it is a special month whereby the holy books have been revealed. It is important that we make this month as the book of the month of holy book, the month of holy scripture. At the same time, it is important that we make this month as a very special month. Again, a hadith from the sixth Imam in Al-Kafi says, "Idha salima shahr Ramadan, salimatu sana." Ramadan has such kind of barakat, right? That if your Ramadan is okay, then the entire year will be okay. If your Ramadan is, you preserve your Ramadan, and if you made it okay, then you'll find it will help you. Ramadan has that ability to give you that enough energy. You know, in olden days, we had batteries, which would last only for a few days. As they progress, now it lasted for a few weeks, few months, right? Now you got batteries you put only once a year, right? Ramadan is that kind of battery. It can give you the charge for the entire year. So that is the month of Ramadan, which we need to in fact keep in mind. So what are the barakat of Ramadan? Again, Prophet says, "Innama summiya Ramadan li'annahu yarmad adh-dhunub." Subhanallah. Ramadan is known as Ramadan because in this month your sins get burnt out. Guna jal jayega is mahine. Isliye Ramzan ka Ramzan. Ramzan ka maan ye ki kis cheez ka jal jana. In this month of Ramadan, all the sins will be washed off, will be just wiped off. This is Ramadan. So it is important, my brothers and sisters, that we do prepare. Don't allow Ramadan to just come. Remaining few days, try to think, plan yourself, make sure that you make the best out of this. If there are programs in the Husseiniya, you decided to come here, in fact, do come there. You heard that the program begins with Tilawat of Quran. It should not be that only fakat 4, 5, 10 log fakat Quran majid mein aate hain. Sare log phir aayenge, nahi. Sometimes people say that Quran majid ka jo program hote hain Ramzan mahine mein is nauzubillah just ghanti bajana hai. No, that means they just want to make people come, so there will be few people who will be just reading Quran, others will come later on. Aisa nahi hona chahiye. Quran ki azmat hai ki sab log koshish hi karenge ki jab Quran majid tilawat hogi, Quran khane ki us waqt hum pahunchenge. It is important that we in fact reach and participate in Ramadan, right? Then we are told, in fact, that Ya Rasulullah, Ma Ramadan, Kala Armadallahu fi dhunub al-mu'mineen wa ghafaraha lahum. Ramadan, in fact, when he was asked what is it, Prophet says, Armadallahu fihi dhunub al-mu'mineen. Mu'mineen ke guna isme maaf kiya jata hai. Wa ghafaraha. And in fact, Allah forgives them. So it is a very special month. We need to, in fact, make a point that we try to make the best in this month of Ramadan. Shahr Ramadan, again, the Prophet says, Shahru faradallahu alaykum siyamahu, faman samahu imanan wa ihtisaban kharaja min dhunubihi ka yawmi waladatuhu ummuhu. Subhanallah. Imagine what Prophet says. If somebody were to fast in the month of Ramadan, knowing its value, no? Having the faith in Allah and also realizing how great this month of Ramadan is. خَرَجَ مِن ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. He will be pure, he will be free of sins the way he was born, the day he was born without any sins, right? Her ek bacha jab uski paidaish hoti hai to koi guna nahi hota. In the same way, in fact, we are told that if somebody were to fast in the month of Ramadan, having faith and knowing the importance of this month, then you'll be freed from the sins the way you were born from the womb of your mother. This is month of Ramadan. It has that ability. So my brothers and sisters, let us prepare for this month. Let's not just think that, okay, the program will be there, Jamaat will do their own program, but we individually, as a family, individually, we need to prepare ourselves, our families, especially in this month, because children are also at home, schools are closed, we need to help our children, that they should, in fact, try to prepare for this month of Ramadan. Again, in another hadith, we are told, شَهْرُ رَمَضَان يُكَفِّرُ مَا قَبْلَهُ إِلَى شَهْرِ رَمَضَان. SubhanAllah. No. This Ramadan is a kafara. From last Ramadan up to this end of Shaban, this Ramadan is a kafara against all those kind of sins and mistakes which might happen. So you can see, it is a very special month, and we need to, in fact, prepare and be ready for that. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Another barakat of Ramadan is Jawamil Barakat wa Khasasu. Number of things have been gathered in Ramadan. Besides Quran being revealed and our sins being what forgiven, the hadith says, Fi fadli shahr Ramadan huwa shahrun awwalahu rahmatun wa usatahu maghfiratun wa akhiruhu al-ijabatu wal-itku minan nar. Subhanallah. Aap suniye. The first part of Ramadan, and sabse pehle 10 din hai, it is what? Just the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahmat khuda on the alam ki taraf musalsal aa rahi hai 10 din tak. The first part is Ramadan. Wa usatahu maghfira. After 10 days of rahmat, then the next 10 days is maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing but maghfirat, you can see. And then wa akhiruhu al-ijabatu wal-idku minan nar. The last 10 days is freeing yourself from Jahannam. No, itko, you just are. In fact, in our hadith, you'll be surprised, we are told that so many, right, how many people get freed in the month of Ramadan? 600,000. Every night, Allah frees 600,000 people from Jahannam in the night of Ramadan. Every night. In the last night, He adds everybody who has forgiven together. So 600,000 times 29 or 28 days is just the last night. That's why we have been told that the last night of Ramadan is almost like night of Qadr. Don't sleep. This is the reason. Right? So this is the time whereby there is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is freeing ourselves from Jahannam. And every day we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabanna. O Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. This is the month whereby every night 600,000 souls are freed from Jahannam. It is also the month whereby maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. When you do of maghfirat, pray for yourself, pray for others, but especially marhumeen, right? The marhumeen have left, we should pray for their maghfirat. We were discussing earlier about the Quran. Also, one thing I forgot about Quran is that also recite Quran and then say Isa alayhi salam of marhumeen. How important it is. You recite and send the sawab for marhumeen. You also get the sawab. Don't forget. For example, if you recite Quran, Quran khatam karne ke baad kahenge ki ye Isa alayhi salam marhumi ke liye, mere walid ke liye, walida ke liye, aapko bhi sawab isse milega. Khuda kanjus nahi hai, khuda bakhil nahi hai. You will get. In fact, in the Hajj, we are told regarding Hajj, when you do the niyabat of somebody, you get 10 times the reward. You do somebody's niyabat, that person also gets reward, and you, the one who are doing niyabat, you get 10 times the reward. So when you recite Quran on behalf of somebody, you also get the reward. So also remember marhumin. This is the month of maghfirat, the month of being freeing of all this from Jahannam. This is the time. So mumineen, if this is the case, how can any one of us? Ajeeb ki baat ye hai ki agar isme itni maghfirat hai, rahmat paayi jaati hai, aur khuda ne alam logo ko azad karta hai Jahannam ki aag se, to kaun hi wo banda hoga ki isi mahine mein gunah karega? Kis mein ye jurat paayi jayegi? To mumineen, We should do our level best. When Allah says, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you achieve taqwa. The most important thing of taqwa is کہ آپ گناہ سے پرہیزگاری کیجئے. سب سے بڑی اہم چیز جو تقوی میں کہ گناہ سے دور رہے. تو ڈونٹ ایون تھنک آف, ڈونٹ ایون ڈریم آف کہ تھوڑا پیسہ بھی گناہ کیجئے. نو ایٹ آل, پریپیئر یور چلڈرن اینڈ یور سیلف. جھوٹ بولنا, غیبت کرنا, اسپیشلی یو نو انفارچونیٹلی وی آر لیونگ ان اے پارٹ آف دیٹ ورلڈ ویئر بائی بیکاز آف سمر یو نو ہاؤ پیپل ول بی ڈریسنگ, رائٹ؟ دے ڈونٹ ہیو دا ویلیوز, دے گو آؤٹ ان دا سڑک اینڈ ان دا اسٹریٹس half naked. We have to be very careful in this month because we don't want to perform any kind of sins. Baat hi nahi hai. This is the month of maghfirat, of seeking rahmah. So there is no, nobody should even dream of committing any sins. And once you do that, once you have trained yourself in the month of Ramadan, aur ho sakta hai, kyunki agar hum log khane se aur peene se dur rehte, حالانکہ ہمارے یہاں کھانا پینا پایا جاتا ہے, اور فریجز, اور یو نو اسٹورز آر فل آف فوڈ, رائٹ؟ وی کین گو اینڈ بائی ایزیلی. ایون دین خدا کا حکم ہے, وی جسٹ کلوز دا فاسٹ بفور فجر اینڈ اوپن آفٹر مغرب, رائٹ؟ وی ڈو دیٹ بیکاز اللہ ہیز گیون دیٹ حکم. سو اف یو کین اسٹے اوے فرام سم تھنگ وچ از نیسیسٹی, پانی کا ہونا, کھانا کا ہونا, یہ ایک ضرورت ہے انسان کے لیے, اس سے بھی ہم دور رہیں گے, اس لیے کہ خدا اند عالم نے کہا کہ یہ مفطرات ہے, اس سے کیا روزہ بات ہوتا ہے. تو اگر کھانے پینے سے ہم دور سکتے تو دوسری چیزوں سے بالکل دور سکتے, بیکاز کھانا پینا از مور امپورٹنٹ دین ادر حرام تھنگس. واٹ از مور امپورٹنٹ, کھانا پینا کہ غیبت کرنا؟ واٹ از امپورٹنٹ, کھانا پینا کہ مثلا جھوٹ بولنا, رائٹ؟ سو اف یو کین اسٹے اوے فرام ایٹنگ اینڈ ڈرنکنگ, وی کین ایزلی اسٹے اوے فرام نو غیبت اینڈ ادر بیڈ تھنگس, اور فار ایگزامپل ہیونگ لسٹفل لکس ایٹ ادر نامحرم. We can do that. So this is the month, Mamuneen. Let's try to train ourselves. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah give us tawfiq, that in this month of Ramadan we can train ourselves and benefit the maximum, all the promise which Allah has given us in this month of Ramadan, we should get those, you know, thawab and benefit, inshallah. Mamuneen, Ramzan ki baat ho rahi hai, jis mein ye farziyat hai, واجب کیا گیا کہ ہم کھانے سے اور پینے سے دور رہیں. لیکن یہ ایسا روزہ ہے کہ جو واجب کیا گیا ہے, اور مومنین جانتے ہوئے کہ یہ خدا کی طرف سے حکم ہے, اس لیے نہیں کھاتے, اس لیے نہیں پیتے. لیکن ہائے وہ روزہ کربلا میں, وہ کیسا روزہ تھا! نہ رمضان کا مہینہ تھا, نہ خدا کی طرف سے کوئی حکم تھا کہ آپ کو کھانا نہیں ہے, پینا نہیں ہے, لیکن یہ دشمنوں کی طرف سے. وہ دشمن بھی کون دشمن؟ وہ دشمن جو مسلمان ہے. مسلمانوں نے مسلمانوں کو پانی بند کیا, اور وہ بھی کون مسلمان؟ رسول کا نواس, علی اور فاطمہ کا بیٹا, پانی جیسی عام چیز بند کی. کتنے بے رحم تھے یہ لوگ! کیا لوگ اسلام سے سیکھا, اور کیسا روزہ! ہمارے یہاں عاشور کے دن روزہ رکھنا مکروہ ہے, مکروہ ہے, اور یہ لوگوں نے آل رسول پر روزہ التزام کیا, پانی بند کیا اور کھانا بھی. اور کتنا ظلم! بس مجلس فقط مختصراً ایک ہی کلام, جب عباس گئے ہیں فرات کے کنارے پر, لڑتے لڑتے جب فرات کے کنارے پر پہنچ گئے, سن سکو گے عزادان حسین, جب میرے آقا نے پانی کو دیکھا, مچلتا ہوا پانی کو, تو شمر سے کہا کہ شمر تجھے شرم نہیں آتی کہ پانی مچل رہا ہے اور حسین کے بچے پیاس سے تڑپ رہے ہیں؟ تو اس ملون نے کیا کہا آزادان حسین, کیا بے ادبی سے جواب دیا؟ اس نے کہا, عباس, اگر ساری دنیا پانی پانی ہو جائے, حسین کے خیمے میں ایک قطرہ پانی نہیں پہنچے. کتنا ظلم! اور عجیب نہیں, عجیب نہیں اس لیے کہ جب مولا علی اصغر کو لے گئے ہیں, اور کیا کہا کہ ایشیان ابی سفیان, اگر آپ کے یہ غلط خیال میں یہ ہے کہ حسین نے کچھ قصر کیا, حسین کا کوئی قصر ہے, تو یہ معصوم بچے کا کیا قصر؟ اس کو تو پانی دیجئے. جب کوئی آگے نہیں بڑھا, امام نے علی اصغر کو زمین پر رکھ دیا, اس کے بعد زمین سے بھی اٹھایا, زمین پر رکھا کہ اگر آپ یہ سوچتے ہیں کہ میں پانی لے لوں گا, آئیے اس کو پانی دیجئے. جب وہ کوئی آگے نہیں بڑھا, امام نے علیہ السلام کو اٹھایا اور کہا بیٹا بیٹا علیہ السلام, تم بھی حجت خدا ہے, حجت تمام کیجیے. عزادار حسین بس زحمت تمام کیا, علیہ السلام نے سوکھی زبان مسلمانوں کو دکھائی, بس ایسی سوکھی زبان تھی. یہ علیہ السلام کی زبان نہیں تھی, یہ تیر تھی علیہ السلام, یہ تلوار تھی علیہ السلام کی. سارے لوگ منہ پھیر پھیر کر رونے لگے, یہاں تک کہ عمر سعد نے دیکھا کہ لشکر کا رنگ بدل رہا ہے, اس نے کہا اکتا کلام الحسین. الا لا تلقوم الظالمين انا لله وانا اليه راجعون رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.